and welcome to today's episode of Elle's Help. Hope you guys subscribe, like, oh my goodness, hope you guys subscribe, give a comment and a rating, and let's go. Easter is coming up in less than a week, and I'm so excited. It's my favorite time of year, where I get to celebrate God, I get to hang out with family and friends, I get to go Easter egg hunting. But coronavirus is making it a little bit different this year. By a little, I mean a lot. People might not be able to go to other people's houses if they're not comfortable with it. Easter egg hunting might be put on hold. We won't be able to go to church for services. But hopefully some of that can happen. Here are 5 of my favorite things to do on Easter and what you guys should do too to make your Easter fun this year, like any other. The first thing is painting Easter eggs. Let's see. We have somewhere in my house. I just can't remember where it is. I'm downstairs in the kitchen right now and I'm trying to look for the Easter die. Oh, pretty sure I found it. One moment, please. Found it. Get PAAS, America's favorite Easter tradition, egg decorating kit. It's marble. There will be 16 egg stands, 9 dye tablets, 2 egg dippers, 1 cloth, and 1 drying tray. It's the best brand to dye your eggs. Then follow the instructions online in that packet or from a parent to dye your perfect eggs marble. The second tradition that I love, and I think you should too, is making cheesecake. I actually got this idea from one of my favorite podcasts, The Office Ladies, with Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey. You can make cheesecake with Philadelphia cream cheese. It's my favorite brand of cream cheese anyway, but cheesecake is a new tradition, and it's delicious in Easter time. The third tradition and third idea is a special kind of Easter egg hunting this year. You will want to find some Easter eggs, like Easter plastic eggs, candy of your choice, tiny post-it notes, and last but not least, buttons. In the eggs, you'll want to do what you usually do for your kids or family. You'll want to hide them, put our initials of our first name on the eggs, so that there's some for me, my younger sister, and my middle sister. Next, you'll want to take the post-its and put them inside each of the eggs. Then write a kind note or even one of your favorite Bible verses. Put them inside the eggs to commemorate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Next, put in a few candies. I highly recommend Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Hershey's and Reese's Eggs. Put in little Shopkins charms or whatever you do. I love getting Shopkins and like little trinkets in my Easter eggs. And then hide them around the yard. The fourth thing is really, really just like one of my favorite things to do on Easter also, is something that I call bunny hide and seek. Well, I mean, I've never done it, but it's an idea I just came up with. Bunny hide and seek, or if you prefer chicks, chick hide and seek. You'll want to get some black eyeliner, a bunny headband or even bunny costume, white clothing, fake paws, and boots. What you'll want to do is you'll want to use the eyeliner to draw whiskers and a nose on somebody's face. Put the decorations like the bunny headband, paws, and boots on you, and the white clothing. Or if you want a chick, you'll just need a beak head, like a beak face decoration. You can add some little fake fur at the top or a fluffy headband, and then the chick paws. What you'll want to do is you'll want to have everybody hide around the house. Then the Easter bunny count or Easter chick counts to whatever number like you want. I specifically recommend 45 because that's a mix between a minute and kind of 30 seconds. Then once they're done counting, they will go and follow the trails of eggs that the hiders left behind. The hiders can make it tricky though. Say one hider left a trail of eggs from the living room to the kitchen. So the Easter Bunny went to the kitchen but looked everywhere and couldn't find them. That's maybe because it was from the kitchen to the living room. Or if you don't want, you don't have to make the Easter egg path and you can just do it for fun. The last Easter tradition or Easter thing is something that I just really enjoyed doing. And it is doing a little, almost like a booklet, but for any Christians out there or anyone who believes in Jesus Christ and Easter, can read aloud the book about Good Friday and Easter Sunday. It's just a good way for kids to learn about Jesus and like allow the kids to learn and appreciate him. Okay, thank you, thank you guys for listening to this episode of Elle's Help. I'm also going to say Happy Easter. Hope you guys enjoy your Easter Sunday and have fun. Make sure to subscribe, to give a comment and a rating, and I will see you guys next time. Bye!